Next case.
Sir, case number 12774, Diane Tobias seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Pearl Street within the Orchard Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 33174 Pearl Street in Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 35.05, parcel 43. The applicant is seeking a 0.1-foot variance from the 25-foot average front yard setback requirement for a dwelling, a 3.5-foot variance from the 25-foot front yard average setback for proposed steps. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Robert Smith, 10043 Sawmill Way, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I do. Thank you. My name is Robert Smith. I'm a representative for Donaway Homes, and I'm representing Miss Diane Tobias, who is here, who is present today. What we are requesting is a 4-foot 6-inch variance to build outside the buildable area for the steps. How the county determined this private road on Pearl Street, how the county came up with the buildable area was they have a formula they use while their homes on the street to come up with the buildable area. And the uniqueness of the lot requires the steps to go over that buildable area. It's a very small setback in that community. It's a 5-foot buildable area. I'm not sure if you have a copy of the survey that I provided, Ms.
We do.
Norwood. You do?
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of room to move that home back. It would be right on that property line if we did so. Steps still would not fit in doing that thought process of moving it up. And requesting this variance was because if we moved the home back to that property line, whomever would build a home in the rear of that be only a 10-foot difference between those two homes if that were the case. That was a request for the steps to be over the buildable area. It's a very narrow home. It's at 25 foot wide, I think is the current home. The dwelling will be occupied by the owner's daughter, they just recently purchased this property, and the daughter is going to be living in this home, who has special needs, and the home was designed with that in mind. The daughter does not live on her own, but to create some independence, this is part of this process. The owner, Ms. Tobias, lives right around the corner, just a couple houses down. So we'll be able to manage that a little bit. Take any questions.
Questions? What design features in the house are to accommodate special needs?
The open concept floor plan. The open concept as far as the great room and just the overall flow of the home. As I stated earlier, it's a very small home. There's a small buildable area to begin with. So we couldn't, the width of the home could not be built much bigger than what it already is. But the open concept, to answer your question.
Okay, so if it weren't for the special needs, you could theoretically build a little smaller house? Is that what you're trying to say?
Could you build
a smaller home? I'm trying to understand how that contributes to the need for variance.
Well, it was one of the questions on here, I believe. That's why I brought it up. Okay. As far as the criteria.
I'm looking at the floor plan. It looks like those front steps are 4 foot 6 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you move the house back so it was in compliance, wouldn't it fit?
Do not believe it would fit. No, we still have to, the variance may be a smaller variance we will be requesting, but no, it would not fit.
Okay. I'm looking at a survey dated November 23rd of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It has the front, it has that 25.9 foot front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the steps. On the back, it shows that the rear of the house is 10.8 feet from the rear property line. Do you see where I'm talking about?
I do.
So 10.8 feet, and you have a rear, a 5 foot rear setback. So that gives you 5.8 feet of room there, and the steps are only 4.5 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't it fit if you moved it back?
It may, okay. I guess. I mean, it's yeah, it may. I wouldn't expect in all honesty, a challenge. To my request. So
I understand.
Not really speaking intelligently on a rebuttal to you know to what you're saying.
We have criteria that we have to meet in order to be able to grant a variance.
Yeah.
And so we have to look at these criteria, figure out do you really need it or not. These are legal criteria. It's not can't just matter of opinion decide do we want to give stuff to people or not.
Certainly understood. Certainly understood.
So I have to look at all of that. This is, there's not currently anything on the lot?
No, it's just raw land. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a septic system on this lot?
There is not.
So it's a sewer?
It is municipal water and sewer, yeah.
That,
right.
Okay. Yeah. So because there's nothing on the lot, it's considered a blank slate.
Right.
Meaning that there's nothing on this lot hindering you from putting this building wherever you decide you want to try to put it, correct?
Can you repeat that question one more time?
Because this is a blank slate, there's nothing on the property. There's nothing on this property that's limiting your decision to place the house where you want to put it.
Other than the uniqueness of the buildable area.
Okay. All right.
You know, I will also state that other homes, and I know this does not make a difference, but other residents on that street have requested variances and for different reasons, but some of the obvious and we're all granted, not that that makes a difference in any of this part of the process. We'll add that the property is, it won't necessarily be waterfront necessarily, but water view, so to speak, on certain parts of that property.
Are there any flooding issues on the property?
Any flooding issues?
Yeah.
It's kind of, is it in the flood zone? Is it either will be any issue building the home? And with certainly, yes, we understand the flood zone and what things have happened there in the past, and we're building to suit, if that's what you mean.
Well, no, I'm more thinking in terms of, does water lay on a certain part of the property, and would that create a problem for you?
No.
Okay.
No, not necessarily. I mean, from my understanding, there has been some, you know, storm of the century, so to speak, you know, 100-year storms that have, but no, not a.
Okay.
Unless I misspoke on that, I'll give them an opportunity, you know, as far as the laying water. But no.
Can we check to see if there's been any variances on that road?
Sure.
Based on what I have in front of me, Mr. Williamson, the property directly across the street has received one. That one you just had.
I do have some copies of findings I pulled off today for there.
May not have enough.
No, sorry, I didn't make.
There appear to be some that were closer to water.
You done, Mr. Orphan?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, the question for you and one for council. You're requesting 4.6, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Somewhere in here I had a request for 8 feet.
Yeah, Ms. Norwood helped me with when I originally submitted for the variance.
Whether it was going to be a 30-foot front yard, but the average, so we have both numbers, I think, flying.
Yeah, it was, you know, kind of a little bit, me not, in all honesty, not knowing what I was asking for originally. Ms. Norwood assisted me with getting me straight on kind of what I was specifically asking for.
She's pretty good at that.
She is. Save you guys some time, I believe, is what it was designed for, you know.
The second question for you is the property line, and then distance, I said it in the last case, distance from the property line to a private road. And the private road's an interesting question for me also, because Pearl is a private road, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I guess this would be a question for Mr. Sharp. If it's a private road, does there have to be an agreement that access off of a private road? The way this is laid out, it's got a driveway going onto a private road being Pearl.
Typically, those things have easement agreements for certain uses, and it depends on who has the right to those easements. So sometimes it can be for the benefit of other lands, but I don't have the answer to that, because it's going to be dependent on what those.
I understand what you want to do, and I think Mr. Warfel raised a good point also. And yet, my question, because there's a letter in the packet about, you know, if you're going to be using Pearl, then you had to participate in the maintenance of Pearl. I'm paraphrasing what I believe I read. Then I started wondering, well, can we put a driveway on Pearl? Unless there's an agreement with whoever owns Pearl.
I could have the owner maybe comment if they know a little bit about that, as far as maybe that question. You guys know?
They can come up.
Sir, you'll have to be, you can't yeah, speak.
Do you mind if he comes up?
No, that's fine.
No,
he's got to be sworn in.
Yeah.
Before he near
yep, him. Understood.
Sorry about that.
And before you answer, my concern about considering granting the variances is that we're legally able to do so.
So please state your name and address for the record.
Michael Shaw, 33222 Mercer Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
There used to be a trailer on that lot years ago.
Okay.
And the driveway came off of Pearl.
Probably see it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but don't the other residents come off of Pearl
yeah,
also?
Everybody
like does, right?
The residents to the right, like if you look 111, that home isn't even there anymore. That's gone. But the next, all those homes to the right, they all come off of Pearl.
Yeah. I'm not questioning trying to get into private business, but.
Even 46, he had, Kevin. He comes off of, his garage is off of, I forget the name of that street, Phillips, mm-hmm. but he does have garage access this way with a driveway coming
off
of Pearl.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Just a quick dive into the lots, an old plot from like plot book one, so I'm not sure of the year off the top of my head. Pearl Street looks to have used to be called Whitledge Street. It's a paper street that exists on the plot when these lots were created. So I think there is no issue with them using that access based on that.
Okay. Thank you.
That was your concern, right, Mr. Gov? That was your concern was whether we could use Pearl Street, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, it also goes back to the original question, too, was the distance between your property line and what we would consider to be the edge of Pearl, but it looks like it's... Pearl's a little bit more of what I would call a lane. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm good. Thank you.
Are we able to know if variance for lot 46 was what that was for? Or was it to conform
was that the
an existing structure? Or was it new?
I've got it right here. So this one was for a proposed deck. An existing shed. The shed was for a side yard. The deck It appears that the house had to be raised up to meet flood zone. They had flooding issues on that lot, is what the testimony was. And that there was a previous porch, and the deck is basically replacing the previous porch. And the board cited the flooding issues and size of the lot as the uniqueness of that. I will note that the other one that came through, case number 12104, for property 33193 on Pearl Street, that one was a case, I believe it's a lot that's shaped, as in the notes here, like a rifle. And it had a 10-foot wide front yard. It was only 57.975 feet wide in the rear. So there was, I think the board found in that case there was a unique shape to it that led to some uniqueness. A little more developed findings on that case, but thank
you. So, Mr. Warfel, you're saying that he doesn't need a variance if he moves it back?
It appears to me from this survey that he could move it back, and he's benefiting from a rear yard setback of 5 feet. He's benefiting from the average on the front. He should be able to fit. So the minimum, one of the criteria is the minimum necessary to afford relief. It looks like the minimum in this case could be that no variance.
Is there any proposed steps coming off the back of the property?
No, sir.
Okay.
Now the back of the property will be, what are we calling the back of the property, where it says 100.51 there? Right there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there any HVAC on the back?
Will the unit be installed back there, most likely?
It would have to meet the 5 feet, just FYI.
Okay.
So. Okay.
So if we said the HVAC wouldn't fit.
Right.
So that's why you need the variance in?
Correct.
Okay.
So talk to me about the HVAC. How big of a platform do you need for that?
4x4.
4x4?
5x5.
And that definitely needs to go on the rear of the house?
It definitely does.
Yeah, in that case, you would need a variance.
Mr. Sharp?
So your testimony is that the only place that HVAC can go is the rear of the property, correct?
Correct.
The rear of the house. All right. Have you had any conversation with the adjacent neighbors regarding this?
The owner knows everybody on that street, and I'd have to ask them. I'm pretty sure they've had conversations with everyone, but certainly I can bring them up here to answer that honestly.
If you could, please.
Yes.
Sorry about that. We've talked to lot 46, Kevin and Jennifer Kerrigan, and also 111, like I said, is vacant. It's owned by the one right next to it. Is that 111? Yeah, that one there. That's Brooke. What's Brooke's last name? Lloyd. We've talked to them. They've had no opposition at all to any of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And no further questions.
No further questions. Does that conclude your case, sir?
Yes, sir.
Presentation. You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Can I ask you one question real quick?
Sure.
To the left of the garage, that open space sort of under that deck, what's that proposed use there?
Next to the garage, underneath the deck. Just a little patio area.
Okay.
Where you could put
patio.
A grill.
I didn't know if it was a parking area.
No.
No.
No, it is not. No, it is not. Will not be used for that. No. Survey shows pretty good kind of where the driveway is. We'll come in there. You'll see there's a little, the survey shows a little walk path to that little, underneath that little overhang deck, be a little concrete pad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12774 for Diane Tobias?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12774 for Diane Tobias, there you go. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12774 for Diane Tobias for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to its small shape and size and also due to the flood zone, even with the reduced rear yard setback and the reduced front yard setback, it's still exceptionally small to build on. Due to such physical circumstances, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.